So we discussed yesterday the Revius and the relationship between Revius and Kebeo. We mentioned yesterday at the end that there's no Gemara which really gives you a clear connection between a Kazayas and anything else. There is a discussion, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Pei Vav discusses how large a Kazayas is. Based on putting some of the Gemaras together, but the Gemara never directly connects the two. Whereas the Kebeya and the Revius, there's a clear connection in the Gemara. The Gemara never connects the two. But we can make some calculations, and we come up with those two opinions, how large a Kazayas is. The Shulchan Aruch says that the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it is that the size of a Kazayas is some say it's a half of a Kebeya. That's the opinion of Tosis, that the size of a Kazayas is the equivalent of half of a Kebeya. The Mishabura brings that the Rambam, however, according to the Rambam, the calculation of a Kazayas is like a third of a Kebeya. So, it's going to be that much smaller. It's only a third of a Kebeya as opposed to a half of a Kebeya. So, what do we do? Which opinion do we follow? So, Mishabura says, when you're dealing with a mitzvah deraisa, we're going to follow the opinion, which is machmer, that we define a Kazayas as the size of half of a Kebeya. You're dealing with the Rabbanon, so you can be Mekel. The Chazanish actually felt that the correct opinion really is that the size of a Kazayas is actually a third of a Kebeya, not a half of a Kebeya. And therefore, when we discuss this idea that we're going to double, because we're concerned that maybe, we mentioned yesterday, that the size of the eggs we use nowadays are not the correct size, we're going to double the size, so you don't end up with a half of a Kebeya plus a half of a Kebeya, you end up with a third of a Kebeya, with a third of a kebeya, which gives you a total of two-thirds of a kebeya, and that will be the shear to be machmer for shurim for deraisa. We're going to be machmer again, the opinion of doubling it. We're not going to be machmer both the opinion of doubling it and also the opinion of that it's a half of a kebeya. We're not going to add both chumers together, and it's going to be enough to say that if you will take a kazayas, which is a two-thirds of a kebeya, you fulfilled all of your obligations. The main psak of the Shulchan Aruch does not mention this idea that the kebeya are niskatnu, so we have what to rely on right there. Even when we're going to be machmer, we're going to say we have to concern our eggs are too small. We have to double the amount, but to double that and also say that the size of the kazayas is as large as a half a kebeya, as opposed to saying it's only a third of a kebeya, we don't have to be machmer both chumers together. So if we're going to make our calculations of how large a kazayas is, that's the number we're going to use. So basically tomorrow, we'll talk about some practical numbers of how large it is and maybe how to measure it, whether we're going to measure it by... The challenge would be, how do you measure the size of a kazayas spread over this very large matzah, which is not necessarily standard. A machine matzah is pretty standard, but a hand matzah, each one is a little different. Some are thicker, some are thinner. So how do you deal with that? Can weight be an approach which will solve the problem, or can we not use weight? So those will be discussions we'll talk about tomorrow.